Order. For the record, let it show that all the board members are... Russell, are we ready to go? Are we recording? Sorry, should have asked that. For the record, let it show that all the board members are present. Trustee Gary Criddle, can you please lead us in the pledge?
Please stand. Salute. Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated.
Hello, everyone. I volunteered to read this on behalf of the board. This is a document that is published in our board policy manual, Policy 1313 on Civility. The Board of Education believes that Marysville Joint Unified School District staff will treat all community members with respect and will expect the same in return. The district is committed to maintaining orderly educational and administrative processes and keeping schools and administrating offices free from disruptions and preventing unauthorized persons from entering school district grounds. This policy promotes mutual respect, civility, and orderly conduct among district employees, parents, and the public. This policy is not intended to deprive any person of his or her right to freedom of expression, but only to maintain, to the extent possible and reasonable, a safe, harassment-free workplace for our students and staff. In the interest of presenting district employees with positive role models to the children of this district as well as the community, MJUSD encourages positive communication and discourages volatile, hostile, or aggressive actions. The district seeks the public's cooperation in this endeavor. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Criddle. There is no action to announce out of closed session. Comments from board members. Trustee Hastie? Trustee Davis? Trustee Boone? Trustee Crawford?
Yes, I had a chance to stop by Abe Lincoln School yesterday, and they're almost up to 500 students combined. It's amazing just how large it's gotten. That's all. Thank you.
Trustee Doug Criddle.
Yes, I had the opportunity to go out and visit five schools last week, Foothill School, Loma Rica, Browns Valley, Yuba Feather, and Dobbins, and it was really, really, really exciting to see the engagement of students working in the classroom with their teachers, out in the playground playing, enjoying school like they should be doing, and it was just very, very exciting, and I'm glad to have that opportunity. I also wanted to say that the support from the teachers and the support from the administration of the school has been very, very good, and everybody seems to be very positive about things that are going on. Thank you.
Trustee Gary Criddle. So since the beginning of the pandemic, it has been my stance to follow the guidance for the decisions I make. The guidance that I follow is the California Department of Public Health, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, American Academy of Pediatrics, the district's legal team, California Department of Education, Safe Schools for All, and the district's insurance provider. That guidance does not include a group of community members. If people do not like or agree with my decisions I make, then there is a process. People can go to the Yuba County Election Office, take out papers, and have me recalled. If people reside in Trustee Area 3, they can declare their candidacy and run in the 2022 election. But it is not the process to come here and yell, threaten, and be disrespectful. I know our community is better than what we witnessed at our last board meeting. Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
Good evening, Mr. Rasmussen and the rest of the board. This evening, again, I come before the board as the president for the Marysville Unified Teachers Association, and again, asking the board, imploring the board, to please accept the offer, the proposal that is before them in regards to our current contract negotiations. Recently, there has been a difference of opinion and or fact between the Marysville Unified Teachers Association and the district in regards to the addition of some new positions. And so did a little research in the 45 minutes that I had between school and the beginning of closed session. And so just to give the board a rundown as far as the positions that have been approved here recently, April 27th, we had a communication and engagement specialist that was approved for between $99,000 and $127,000. On the same evening, we had a database administrator approved for between $110,000 and $140,000. On February 9th of 21, we had a supervisor of fiscal services approved for $125,000 to $156,000. On August 26th of 20, we had a coordinator for innovation and instructional technology approved for between $80,000 and $137,000. Also on April 27th, we had an MTSS coordinator approved for between $80,000 and $137,000. On July 21st of 20, we had a supervisor for health and wellness for $113,000 to $140,000. And on November 10th, over the objections of your teachers union and the fact that this duplicated other things, you approved on November 10th of 20 a health and wellness consultant for $43,200. And out of that, I can tell you I've seen a handful of newsletters and had more work added to my plate personally. So your health and wellness consultant out of all of these, I'm not quite sure how it was supposed to benefit myself nor my unit. On top of that, I believe I remember being told in this very room at a meeting that the teachers union, it used to be there was a line item within our LCAP that was to attract and retain high quality teachers. And that was taken out, and the justification for that was that there was no way to quantify or be able to prove that that expenditure was helping the students it was supposed to help. I'm also told that the justification for the list of positions I just read off is that they're all in our LCAP. I have a real hard time figuring out how you can justify one position in an LCAP, and you can come up with the data and such for that, but yet you can't come up with data to prove that 500 highly qualified teachers in your district aren't going to measure up as far as your LCAP. If you can find data for one, you can find data for the other. On top of that, I just pointed out in closed session that last month the teachers union received a list of settlements, I believe in an effort to get the point across that what we were asking for was unfair and what the district is offering is fair. We received a list of bargaining settlements from Sac County. Interestingly enough, all of these are 1% and 2%. Ones that are missing, however, out of Folsom Cordova for 3.5% on and 1% off for last year to go with 3% for this year, which gets you to 6.5% for the same 2 years that we're asking for. Western Placer is also missing at 2.98% for last year, 1.08% for this. Natomas TA for 3% for 21 with 2% off. Sacramento County Office of Ed, which this document is supposed to have come out of, is missing off of here. It could be because for last year, they settled for 3% and 2% for this year, which gets you to 5%. If you also get up to where we're getting a little closer to home, Nevada City is at 5%. Colusa County certificated, 3% for last year and 3% for this year. And if you want to get into Yuba County, one that we actually have data for, a settlement for both years, is our little tiny Camptonville. And for last year, they got 1% on with 7,000 per member off, and for this year, 3% on. Not to mention the fact that if you want to get real big, you can go to LA Unified, where they just got 5% for this year, along with $2,000 in one-time monies and a $500 tech stipend. But if you want to go back to the small, and you want to get back to what even a school district is offering to their teachers, you look no further than Arbuckle, where Pierce Joint Unified School District is offering their teachers 5% to start. And so we have asked again and again, and we tried to be really fair. I believe we have made it clear with the district that although negotiations are going better, as far as it's much more collaborative, it is much more positive, but still, we don't need to be spinning our wheels doing this. We said in July when we made our initial offer that we were going to offer something that was fair, that was equitable to both us and the district, because we didn't want to be spending all year long doing this. This needs to be done. We all, the people in the district office that are at the table with us, your teachers union that does not have subs to be out of their classrooms at the bargaining table, we need this done and over with. We've offered something fair and equitable. We implore the district to please accept our offer. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Operating engineer, local union number 3. California School Employees Association, number 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit. Public comments. Persons wishing to address the board are requested to fill out a public comment card before the start of the meeting and give it to the secretary, board president, or the superintendent. Regular board meetings, the public may address topics not on the agenda during this section of the agenda or ask that they be heard during a specific agenda item. Comments are limited to a maximum of 3 minutes per speaker, 20 minutes total time for public input on each item per board bylaw 9323. The Ralph and Brown Act prevents the Board of Trustees from responding to these comments with the exception of clarifying questions. California Government Code Section 54954.2.A states, no action or discussion shall be undertaken on any item not appearing on the posted agenda, except that members of the legislative body or its staff may briefly respond to the statements made or questions posed by persons exercising their public testimony rights under Section 54954.3. So we do have two public comment cards. First is Joanna Lasaga. Joanna.
So I had in my mind what I was going to say until I heard you speak, Mr. Rasmussen. How unbelievably, I just hope that you never get arrested, because looking at one side of anything is so wrong. When you get arrested, you get both sides, you know, the DA looks at both sides of the story and then decides whether or not to file. But for you to sit here and blatantly say you don't want to listen to the parents and the community on when you make your decisions, how arrogant are you? That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You should be ashamed of yourself. If my kids ever talked to me like that, I would probably beat them and I would be arrested. Onto the task force. Your lack of respect, your placating of me is just, I just don't understand. We have this task force, and I guess you guys just assumed that it would solve a problem, but 15 minutes into the whole thing, we're basically told that nothing's going to get solved. Nothing's going to change for what our beliefs are. There were a couple questions that I believe that we were that we answered, or that we're getting answers from. But to just be shoved aside, and obviously we're wasting our time even coming up here and speaking if you're not even caring what we have to say. And you know, we're paying your bills. We're the ones, the taxpayers, you know, making these payments to you guys for the school district and all of that. And for you not even to listen or tell us you're going to even take us into account is mind-boggling. The other thing is that we're not going away. And when you guys, we walk into the meeting and there's an officer there, how intimidating. I asked that it be off grounds so we could have it a pizza parlor and maybe, you know, have pizza, break bread together and kind of communicate. There's a police officer. How open do you think people are when there's a cop sitting there? They're not. People don't want to talk freely like that. It's intimidating. And if that's your ploy, if that's your direction you want to go, is to intimidate us, it takes... I lived with a guy for 15 years that mentally abused me. I don't put up with it any longer, and I won't from you. I won't take it, Mr. Rasmussen, when you want to talk about placating me and treating us like crap and not taking the community and listening to them. You will be replaced. And when somebody else in the audience talks about, you know, replacing you or coming after you, that's what they're talking about. They're not coming after you to harm you guys. They're coming after your seat. And you should probably prepare and hire a pretty good campaign manager.
Thank you. Next, we have Rebecca Carlson. Rebecca?
I'm appalled myself as well. It's our tax dollars that pay for everything here. And on the federal level, $58 million that has now entered this school district, obviously there's not a lot of backbone here, because if I was bribed with money to abuse children by putting plexiglass, by putting muzzles, by mentally depriving them of oxygen and going against absolutely all the science for money, it's a little bit of kickback. How much of that do you guys get? The gal here, teachers who sacrifice and give their lives because they're passionate about young people. And then you're gonna hire somebody for $40,000 or 400, however much she said. But that's what we're starting to look at now. We're gonna start to look at the money. And we're gonna hold you guys accountable for what you are in charge of. You've been given this position of leadership. And you know why people come here really upset? Because we've entrusted our children. What most parents live for and absolutely would die for. I don't have kids, but I know when I coached, if there was something that happened, I would give my life to save any one of those children. And that's why people are really upset, because what's happening now is child abuse. I'm also going to start looking into the literature that's at Marysville Unified School District. And if I find any perverted, disgusting, nasty things in there teaching our children in this community about sexual things that I've heard that's been going on in other communities, if I find that and I'm doing my research, I will be calling the DA and I will be charging all of you with child pornography. So I don't know what's in the school districts, in the system, the books, but I am going to be doing my research and I will be finding out. So that's your responsibility. I'm not getting paid to do that. So we're having to hold you accountable. Do you know what the fourth graders are being taught? Is Lawn Boy in one of their books that they read? Better check it out, because that's pornography. It's child pornography, and people in prison for that aren't treated well.
Thank you. Next, we have the superintendent's report. Dr. Israni.
Thank you. Good evening. Before I proceed with my report, I'd like to have my assistant superintendents give their report. So, Mr. Rocco, would you please?
Good evening, board and community members. So Joanna spoke a little bit about the task force, and I would say I really appreciated the group that came out that day. I know it wasn't what they had hoped would come out of the end of the meeting, but we did have a wonderful conversation, I believe. I think we understand where each person stands. There's obviously a philosophical divide that comes when it's the belief in the guidance versus what they're saying about the detriment of mask and everything else. But again, the conversation that day was cordial. I think people heard each other out. There was a good opportunity for us to look at a few of the questions that came up and get answers for the group. And otherwise, the meeting went very well. And then enrollment report, just going to give for the district one brief thing. So last year, CBEDS, I'm going to start giving an enrollment report as we come through each time. So last year at CBEDS, we were at 9,600. At the beginning of last week, we were at 9,935. And as of today, we're up to 9,974. So enrollment is continuing to climb.
Thank you. Ms. Baselio, if you would do the fiscal.
Good evening. So tonight for the business services update, I'm excited to share with you that our nutrition services received two grants, notification of two grants that Amber went out for. The first is the Chef Ann Foundation for $50,000. And this is to purchase two combi ovens, one for each high school. And a combi oven is used as a combination of steam and convection to improve the quality and efficiency of cooking. And it also allows for custom programming for consistent results in each batch. Additionally, they are receiving funds for knife kits for each producing kitchen. And the second grant is the Taste of California Recipe Challenge. They've already received $8,500. And they just were notified they received another $5,000 for a second recipe. And this grant has a local California ingredient focus and aims to standardize recipes to meet the USDA meal patterns. And it's added to the nationwide database for school districts in all 50 states to use on their school menus. We are one of 20 California school districts awarded, and our two submissions are Kickin' Kiwi Chicken Chili Verde and our marinated tomato salad. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good evening. Simply want to, in case you've been wondering, want to bring your attention to the fact that when you see staff that has added, in some cases you might notice in your agendas that either employees are resigning and then they are being elevated into other positions. It's a credit to them. They're improving themselves. They're bettering themselves through education and also opportunities to help our students. And so they are leaving one position and perhaps out of one unit and into another. So if you're confused by the fact that they've been resigning from one and appearing as though they're leaving, in many cases, they're being promoted. So kudos to them, and we appreciate their endeavor to continue improving themselves for the betterment of our students. That said, staffing and hiring continues to pick up. As the enrollment ebbs and flows, ultimately we'll continue to scour and ensure that we find the very best that's available. Also, kudos to existing staff that has filled the gaps, tirelessly working to ensure that students are being serviced in the ways that they deserve, to ensure that our programs are at optimum level despite the staffing shortages. And lastly for tonight, we're all in the throes of goal development. It's exciting to work with staff, either at the sites, leadership as well, to ensure that our efforts to improve ourselves, as well as teachers, of course, into the next week. Everybody, if you visit sites, they may be, again, having discussions about goal development that'll ultimately improve our year throughout and to the end. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, board, and thank you for this opportunity. I'm kind of thrilled that I get to work with a team of very dedicated and very focused staff. We had an excellent meeting today with Ed Services group of leaders in the district. And prior to that, we had a meeting with principals earlier, I think late last week. And it's wonderful to see that everybody is focused on the success of our students. We run a wonderful district. I'm just so humbled and honored to be part of this district. I'd like to give some shout outs to the students at Lyndhurst and their and chef, you know, Mr. Levitt, who does a wonderful job of serving us dinner, and that's an opportunity for the students to put in practice what they're learning in the culinary pathway. And when I talk about pathway and I talk about the work that's happening, I'd like to give a shout out to Jamie, right here, Ms. Larson. Thank you for all the work that you do supporting the growth of college and technical education, career and technical education, and college pathways across the district. So thank you for your work. I also would like to say this Friday, there's a football game at Marysville High School. So I will be there with my husband, and it feels like the days when I spent many years standing in the football fields on Friday nights. So I'm excited to be part of that and see how they do that. We also thank you, Mr. Griddle, for your courage in getting into my car and allowing me to drive you all through the Foothill Schools last Wednesday. We visited the five schools. We saw happy teachers, happy students, and such beautiful environment where learning is occurring. And it's just such a blessing to be in a community where you can see these beautiful schools and the rolling hills. I think it was just wonderful to be up there. We also want to mention that there was some comment about adding transportation. And again, thank you, Ms. Pasillas, and your team in transportation, and Greg, for adding a new route to Arboga and a new route at the foothills. That has been added. So there will be extra transportation in that location. We also would like to say that on October 19th, again, we'll have the facilities open session for board study session. It's open to everybody to come and listen to the plans we have about improving the facilities across the district. So on that note, I'd like to say that I think we made a good start. I feel like I've been here more than 30 days. I think I'm counting on my 22nd, but it's been a busy week. People are really excited to do the good job. And what's so exciting is our principals are so motivated to start new programs and realign exciting activities on the school campuses. A lot of discussion happening with Ms. Larson and the principals in the Foothill Schools about bringing in STEM, robotics, coding, project-based learning. So we will bring you more excitement as those schools start implementing those programs. So thank you for the opportunity to be here, and thank you, team, for the wonderful job that you do.
Thank you. Approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of 9/14/21. Is there any discussion regarding the minutes? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Trustee Doug Criddle. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Hasty. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Any abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, Mr. Crawford. Next we have the consent agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that board members would like to have pulled? Not hearing any, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the consent by Trustee Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Davis. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes. Next we have new business, educational service, resolution 2021-22/08. Availability of textbooks and instructional materials. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board hold a public hearing to approve the resolution on the availability of textbooks and instructional materials for the 2021-22 school year, where the public hearing is now open. Dr. Greco?
Okay, and thank you, board. So this is annually kind of known as the Williams visits and things that we see. So for the first part of this, as the public hearing on sufficiency of materials, talking with the county, we have met the sufficiency of materials. So that's allowed to be met through, at this point, technology because of the pandemic that we've endured, as well as physical text materials. We meet both criteria at this point. Fit inspections are occurring or finishing off next week. So we'll have the final component for the fit inspection part of the Williams visits. But as far as sufficiency of textbooks, we have sufficiency met at this point.
Any comments from board members? Any comments on this item from the public? Not, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion to close.
Motion to close the public hearing by Trustee Boom. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Hastie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes. Now, is there a motion regarding resolution 2021-22/08?
Motion to approve.
Was that Trustee Criddle or Trustee Crawford? Motion to approve by Trustee Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes. Business services, number one, agreement with Schoolworks Incorporated to update the district demographics with analysis of the 2020 U.S. Census data. Purpose of the agenda item is request the board approve the agreement with Schoolworks Incorporated to update the district demographics with analysis of the 2020 U.S. Census data in the estimated amount of $7,000. $2,500 for 2020 census data analysis, $4,500 trustee area boundary study if needed, and additional meetings if needed at $125 per hour. Dr. Israni?
Thank you. This is a regular action item, and the reason we put it as new business is every 10 years when the census data comes out, there are demographers in our district that we contract with that looks at the data to see if there's going to be any shifts in the demographic layout and bring a proposal to the board. So that's all. This is actually an action item. I just wanted to make sure we all were aware that that is happening now. And any report will be brought to the board. If there's any kind of change and shifts in a demographic layout, it will be brought to the board in a subsequent meeting.
Thank you. Is there any questions or comments from board members?
Do we know what a turnaround time would be for that report by any chance?
Unless you go ahead. I don't have a timeline.
So that would be on the record. Their information will be back by February. Any other questions or discussion? Entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Trustee Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes. That was our last agenda item. Meeting adjourned.